This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, in for Cynthia Canty. Lawmakers in Lansing are beginning their months-long task of approving a budget for next fiscal year. Almost as soon as Governor Snyder released his proposed budget, legislators on both sides of the aisle started questioning a plan to add money to the state's savings account. As Michigan Public Radio's Jake Neer reports, a lot of people have a lot of other ideas on how to use that money.
So picture this. You've got a little bit of extra cash, and you're thinking about putting it in your savings account. You've got some debt, some bills to pay, things you've needed to take care of for a while. Money's been tight. Let's also assume that you have a family with other opinions about how to use that money. So this is sort of what's happening in Lansing right now. It's not a perfect comparison. Government's not a family, and you're not going to be voted out of your family for your ideas about what to do with the cash. But the point is, saving money isn't easy or fun for anyone. That brings us to Michigan's Budget Stabilization Fund, or as it's more commonly known, the Rainy Day Fund. It's the state's savings account. Governor Rick Snyder wants to add $75 million to it this year. There's about $500 million in the fund right now. When Snyder took office, that account was almost empty. We're talking around $2 million. According to economists, that's like having $5 in your savings account. The governor's been trying to build up the fund. He says it would help improve the state's credit rating, Michigan would get better interest rates, and there'd be money on hand to protect against huge budget cuts in case of an emergency. The state can add to the account or take money out of it for pretty much any reason if the governor and lawmakers can agree on it. And that's where things get tricky.
It's been raining in our schools ever since this governor took office, and we have a responsibility to put that money in our schools now.
That's Democratic State Representative Brandon Dillon. He and many other Democrats say the money should be put into education. Some of the more conservative Republicans in the legislature, like Tom McMillan, have a different idea.
I mean, if we got extra money sitting around, I'd prefer to pull up, you know, a coming tax cut 3 months earlier or 6 months earlier and get it out.
McMillan says government has a responsibility to return money it doesn't spend on programs to taxpayers.
It's a matter of whether the money should be sitting in a bank or sitting in our citizens' pockets.
And then there's another plan backed by Republicans like State Senator Jeff Hansen.
We need to transfer funds from the Budget Stabilization Fund into a dredging grants program.
With Great Lakes water levels at an all-time low, Hansen says the state shipping industry faces an emergency. He says the state needs $30 million to dredge harbors so ships can get in and out. His plan would take most or all of that money from the Rainy Day Fund. But Governor Snyder's budget chief, John Nixon, says that money should not come out of the state's savings.
A lot of these issues that are being talked about, while they're valid to bring up, we feel that there's really an opportunity to address some of those other in other areas in the budget, and that we really should be protecting that Rainy Day Fund for real structurally unsustainable situations.
Mitch Bean is an economist and former director of the nonpartisan State House Fiscal Agency. He says it's typically a challenge for governors to keep or add dollars to the Rainy Day Fund.
When you get a pot of money and there's honestly a bunch of politicians, everybody and their brother thinks there's these wonderful things he just absolutely has to be spent for.
Bean points to the last year and a half of Governor John Engler's administration in the early 2000s. He says a relatively light recession forced the state to spend over $3 billion in surpluses in 18 months. Now remember, with Governor Snyder's budget proposal, the Rainy Day Fund would be worth less than $700 million. Bean says that won't go far at all if there's a budget crisis.
As we've seen, you know, you can blow through $1 billion in no time, you know, and sometimes, and we've cut a lot of services already. And next go around, if we got to cut $1 billion, it's going to be even harder.
And Bean says a lot could be riding on how politicians in Washington handle the possibility of sequestration. Michigan could lose a lot of money if across the board spending cuts become a reality. Bean and John Nixon say that's the sort of fiscal crisis that would justify raiding the state's piggy bank. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer in Lansing.